Welcome to the One Team podcast. There are 10 NAVSEA Warfare Center divisions, but they act as one team, leveraging the expertise and experience of partners across the enterprise. I'm Sheila Maloney. I support Warfare Center's headquarters corporate communications, and I'm pleased to be joined today by two of the organizers behind this year's Modeling and Simulation and Model-Based Systems Engineering Summit. John Romano is head of the Aeronautics, Hypersonic Design and Analysis Branch at Naval Surface Warfare Center Dahlgren Division, and Mike Maldonado is lead of the Modeling and Simulation Community of Interest. Thank you for both being here today.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you, Sheila, for the time. I really appreciate it.
The Modeling and Simulation and Model-Based Systems Engineering Summit will be held from July 16th to 18th, 2024 at the University of Mary Washington Dahlgren Campus and NSWC Dahlgren Division. This is the sixth annual summit, and the focus has expanded from modeling and simulation to include model-based systems engineering. How did this come about, and how did the two integrate and support each other to advance the Navy's digital engineering transformation? And John, let's start with you.
Thanks again, Sheila, for the time. We really appreciate the opportunity to talk about this year's summit with the broader Warfare Center's team. So this year, we're excited to expand our M&S summit to include MBSC. In our sixth year here, we're expanding upon our previous summit events and a very successful MBSC summit that was held last year by the NSWC Dahlgren Division Chain Council. This year, we wanted to integrate that successful MBSC component into our M&S summit to allow the MBSC teams across the base and across the warfare centers the opportunity to collaborate more broadly across the different warfare centers, the cross-SISCOM audience, and really just the community that we've been able to build with this M&S summit over the past 6 years. Many different M&S disciplines that exist in our warfare centers, such as physics-based, mission and theater level modeling, will be integrating directly into the MBSC frameworks more and more tightly as the Navy executes its digital engineering transformation. Various models are going to be needed to effectively evaluate the system level performance of a new weapon system against its requirements to provide cost and schedule savings, and ultimately reduce live testing requirements and more about a candidate warfare center, warfare system designed earlier in the design cycle. We hope that by commingling the MBSC and the M&S communities across the warfare centers at this year's event, we'll be able to spark discussion and action on how these two communities can be most effectively integrated over the next several years.
Yeah, and I think, Sheila, based on my personal experience, I think in the past, there was kind of like this invisible wall between the two fields. I can think about maybe some technology factors, a little bit of culture, right? They have the teams working in silos. But what we see now is a trend of these fields, communities coming together. We started to notice that recently. So it made a lot of sense to actually join the two summits to leverage that opportunity. And the technology side, SysML 2.0 is coming later this year. And that will be a big driver to bring those communities together to collaborate. And having the ability of connecting those MBSC models with M&S models is a big, big step for us in the community as we move towards a system-to-system modern simulation capabilities.
That's great. Let's talk about this year's theme. It's M&S and MSBE for a wartime posture. The Chief of Naval Operations has made warfighting, delivering decisive combat power, her number one priority. How do modeling and simulation and model-based systems engineering contribute to warfighting readiness?
Absolutely. So we felt that this year's theme was very relevant and timely to the current state of the world. Obviously, we've got a lot of conflict going out in the world right now, and we wanted to ensure that our community was engaged on helping to fulfill the CNO's top priority. There are several general things we want the community to think about during this year's event. The first is going to be how can our models and tools help analyze real-world data to give the fleet better understanding of recent events and engagements around the world. The second is how can we minimize the complexity of our models so that these models can be run more quickly and efficiently to provide timely information to the fleet and allow us to consider large numbers of different warfighting scenarios so that the fleet is best equipped for the future fight. The third thing we're hoping the community is going to take away is how we can leverage lessons learned from the fleet to validate our modeling and MBSC frameworks, and ultimately streamline the design and fielding process for future weapon system capability.
Yeah, and I concur 100% with everything John said. I think the technology, again, has hugely impacted both field M&S and MBSC significantly. I think the key word here is the complexity. The stuff that we're doing right now is a lot more complex. The question that we get is a lot more complex, right? And we need to do those analysis faster, you know, with a quicker turnaround, leveraging that speed to fleet to deliver technical capabilities to the warfighters, right? So having that events like this, where we bring people together from different backgrounds, is a huge opportunity to have that discussion of like, how can we address that complexity? How can we be faster, more efficient, right, going forward? And again, continue to make progress towards that system of systems, modern simulation capabilities.
The event itself, it'll be 3 days. There's unclassified and classified sessions. It will include panels, poster sessions, and presentations by subject matter experts, not just from Dahlgren and other NAVC warfare centers, but Naval Air and Naval Information Warfare Centers as well. So how important are events like this to share information across the broader naval research and development establishment?
Absolutely. So current and future battle space is and is going to continue to be inherently multi-domain, and I believe it's critical that we work across the various warfare centers to develop our technology, leveraging advancements from other syscoms and domains in mind. Events like our M&S Summit are going to be critical to continuing to collaboratively develop new technology across the NR&D, as they allow us to network across the various disciplines and syscoms, and allows groups from across the other warfare centers the opportunity to show and grow their latest and greatest M&S and MBSC developments. It also allows us to improve our model accuracy, efficiency, validation processes, and ultimately provide direct support to the fleet. We're also hoping the folks will be able to see who across the NR&D does similar work to what they do so that they can build that community and collaboration and ultimately do the work complementary to achieve the mission in an effective manner. These have been shown to be very valuable connections in the past, and we're really looking forward to continued support this year.
Yeah, and by having these type of events, people get to identify collaboration opportunities and leverage work with the goal of not trying to reinvent the wheel. I think that's a very big problem that we have in the Navy, probably at the DoD level, right? We are so big, and a lot of people doing a lot of things that we're not aware of what's going on. And what ends up happening, unfortunately, is that we had to recreate stuff, reinvent the wheel in some areas, right? And when we do that, that costs the Navy money and it costs time, right? So how can we provide the products to a warfighter faster, without compromising the technical rigor? And I think that's where this combination of model-based system engineering and modern simulation can make a huge impact, right? I kind of think about like having a puzzle, all the puzzle pieces in the table. We all have a piece and we bring everybody together. They bring the piece and try to figure out this puzzle and build it together, right? Most of the time also, we are working in our own area and we don't have time to pay attention to what's going on of our outside of our technical field. So to have this event and have 3 days that people can stop by, make time, plan ahead, and identify those POCs, those subject matter experts, and become aware of everything that's going on, I think that's one of the opportunities that an event like this provides.
Absolutely. I have kind of a more fun question about the event, since this is the sixth annual summit after 6 years. Does anything about organizing the summit still surprise you? And then what are some of the highlights you're most looking forward to this year?
Yeah, thanks for that question, Sheila. So as Mike and I have found out, there's always some surprises when we organize an event as large and broad as the summit. Each year we've tried to rotate new people into our planning committee, That allows us to provide some workforce development across the center, expose our journeyman level engineers to planning this cross warfare center and cross SysCom type of event. So that means we get a lot of interesting new perspectives from the team each year. And I think we've really been able to provide a richer and deeper event year over year. There are a couple of things that I'm really excited about this year. The first is going to be that this is the first time we've had enough presentations to warrant hosting concurrent sessions. So we've got 32 briefings, 17 posters, and two panel discussions set up this year. We're particularly excited that this is going to be our first classified panel discussion. And it's going to allow us to focus on multi-fidelity M&S techniques, provide accurate and timely answers to the warfighter in a wartime environment. We decided to hold this panel during the secret no foreign session to encourage our panelists to include good, relevant examples of how they're using their models to directly support the fleet. We're also excited to not only have good participation from NAVSEA, NAVAIR, and the Naval Information Warfare Centers, but also get some key insights from our academic partners. This year we've got Georgia Tech's Research Institute, Virginia Tech, and Old Dominion University included. This is going to be the first time having including cleared academia into our event, and we're hoping that including these cleared academia into our event is going to allow us to help grow DoD-focused research in M&S and ultimately provide the next generation of highly skilled and cleared M&S and MBSC practitioners coming out of school.
I think for me, the biggest surprise has been like how much we have grown in such a short amount of time. John has been here the whole 6 years. I came along 4 years ago when we started the summit, and we started the Modern Simulation Community of Interest. The main goal was kind of like just bring the subject matter experts internally in Dahlgren, and now to have people from all the warfare centers, academia, participating, that's just fantastic. It truly blows my mind away. That's a huge accomplishment for the whole summit team. Me personally, I'm always excited about meeting new people, learn about the fields that they're currently doing the work and the people doing this. I love facilitating connections among subject matter experts. That's probably one of my favorite parts of my job. And the other thing is we get a lot of participation from our younger employees, our people coming just from our college, joining Dahlgren recently. And to have those new employees attending the summit, learning about MBSE, modern simulation, and see their growth, I think that's a very rewarding experience also.
Let's get into the nitty-gritty of the summit. How can people find out more about the summit and register to participate?
Absolutely. So anyone that's interested in knowing more about the summit can reach out to Mike or I directly via email or phone. And I think Sheila will include contact information in the description of the podcast here. But if you reach out to us, we'll send you over our calendar invite. The CUI sessions are going to be hosted on 16 and 17 July, and that's going to be open to any DoD personnel or contractor with a CAC. So there's no pre-registration required for the CUI sessions, but you do have to show your CAC to enter. That allows us to maintain the distribution D controls on all our information. However, we are requiring pre-registration for our secret no foreign session that's going to be held on 18 July. Folks that are interested in registering for the classified day can fill out a registration form on Microsoft Forms. That link will be included in the calendar invite. They can also reach out to Mike and I for assistance. The CUI also maintains a mailing list. Folks interested in learning more about the CUI and attending future CUI events, you can also reach out to Mike and I to be included on those future events.
Yeah, and like John said, the Modern Simulation Community of Interest is also engaged in the summit. We have our meetings on a monthly basis, so if people would like to participate in those, more happy to accommodate, can contact with me. And like John said, please don't forget your CAC for the event. We'll be checking at the door and just come stop by and say hi.
That's great. And you just answered my last question. So thank you for that. That wraps up this episode of the One Team Podcast. Thanks again, John and Mike, for joining me. And thanks for listening.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you.